Welcome to Catherine Raker's World. Innovation. Culture. Adventure. Fashion and health. Artists. Destinations. Traditions. This is Catherine Raker's World.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk Radio and Catherine Raker of Catherine Raker's World. Today we have our guest is Wayne R. Posner, who is a candidate for the Republican Executive Committee of Palm Beach County. And that's for the chairmanship. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And, you know, I want to welcome you to our show today, Wayne, if you don't mind me calling you Wayne.
That's great.
Okay. You have a wonderful political and volunteer experience as a public servant. You're planning and zoning commissioner in Jupiter for 3 years, the Jupiter town councilor for 3 years, vice mayor for a year, hosted and managed multiple fundraisers, including for Jimmy Berg, owner of the Square Group, for candidate for mayor of Jupiter, and recent host for Governor DeSantis of 2022. That's pretty exciting. You successfully collaborated with the former town of Jupiter's chief of police to oust and replace town manager who was defunding the police. And you personally installed 1,200 campaign yard signs and knocked on hundreds of doors. Your volunteer and energy support, including door knocking, yard signs, advised many Republican candidates. I mean, your family must, and the county must be extremely appreciative of all your work that you've done.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Thank you for your service to start off with.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit why you want to do this at this time. Tell me why.
That's a great question. I look at it from a introspective view. I had to ask myself that question. I'm a grateful, thankful person. I'm grateful that I'm able to do this, thankful that I've done these things in the past, and in my life, giving back to the community, giving back to my family, actually is probably one of the best things a human can do, because you get so many good feelings out of it coming back. So that's, I know it sounds a little idealistic, but it's actually true. It gives you a good feeling rather than being in a negative world. You're actually helping, doing something good.
Can I ask you how long you've been in Florida? Because your accent sounds like something similar that I recognize. Can you tell me how long you've been in Florida?
So I've been in Florida for 31 years, and I originally came from Philadelphia, and I worked as a general contractor. I owned my own business since I was 21 years old.
Wow.
And I built numerous buildings in Philadelphia and surrounding states when I lived there, and I ended up living in Villanova at the end of my time in Philly area, and then I moved to Florida.
Wow. And you have you're married and you have children and grandchildren, am I correct?
I have children, no grandchildren yet. I have my youngest daughter's getting married the weekend after the election for chair. So it's kind of everything's squashed together.
Yeah, I can understand that. Tell us when the election for chair is going to be and why it's so important.
It's December the 14th. And it's a very extremely important position, because it actually works to help control who gets elected, you know, what candidates can be chosen, who gets the contributions that the Republican Party absorbs, and where it gets distributed. So it's a very important position.
You know, what is the Republican Executive Committee? And why is it so important to our country?
Well, it's a pretty big story. I'll try to kind of condense it. The Republican Executive Committee is an elected position. You get elected as a committee person through the supervisor of elections, and then you get certified through the committee itself in an open position will vote for you. And those committee people vote for a chairman. The chairman can then vote, or then they vote for a person that votes in the statewide election for the state chairman for the RPOF. That would be the Republican Party of Florida. And then they in turn vote for the national, with the RNC, the Republican National Committee, which is now being run by Rona McDaniel, who happens to be Mitt Romney's niece. So that's where it goes. That's why it's so important to go from the very bottom up to the top, because I think it's important to understand we are located in our President Donald Trump's community, and it's important that we get all our Republican candidates voted in. And it's a very important position.
So how many people actually make the decision on you becoming chairman?
In my current county, there's 323. And that's a good point, because I've been supported by Dan Schultz of Precinct Strategy. He's on the War Room. I'm sure you've seen him before. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm supported by him, because I agree with his strategy of getting as many people possible to do the job of getting these good people elected. In the current leadership that we have, they've been blocking and closing people out and not allowing them to enter. It's been a very, very hard fight. And they have complete control of the meetings, and they don't follow the rules, and on and on and on. So Dan Schultz's method, of course, is to get as many people so we can knock on doors, put up signs, send out emails, text, some technology. There's so many more things we can do to get Republicans elected. And that's why Palm Beach County today has 10 times the amount of people unelected in Palm Beach County, because we don't have the army that we need like the Democrats do. And that's what I plan to do for the RBC.
So that's what the campaign chairman does, actually, right?
The campaign chairman has the ability to get his committee people to go out and get more committee people, qualified people, and they really haven't done that. It's like right now it's been a kind of a good old boy routine, and I'm trying to change that so we get real successes, not big parties and rubbing shoulders and taking pictures with the famous candidates. That's not what I'm about. I'm about helping the people and getting something done.
Rolling your sleeves up and getting your hands dirty in the sense of helping. Is that correct?
Yes.
I don't like the word dirty. I like the word clean. Rolling your sleeves up and getting to work. I think that's a better acronym.
Yeah, I've rolled my sleeves up since I was 14 years old. I've been working. Not so different than I saw a video from Mike Lindell recently. And I swear he stole my stuff from me, because we're the same kind of person. So I don't know how he got to my...
Actually, in person, he is such a wonderful guy once you get to know him. And I know everybody on the staff. I work with all the people that he, you know, is. And I was at the Matter of Truth Summit. And I'm very proud to say that, you know, I like him very much for what he does. He doesn't stand down at all. That's the reason. He's like Trump. Trump is the same way. I mean, when you think about where President Trump lived all of his life and who he had to deal with, I mean, you got to see why he's so strong. He won't give up. And that's what the Democrats don't get.
And I'm the same way. I was a businessman my whole life. But before that, I was a worker. I started in the lowest end, working very hard. I was a sheetrocker. I started from nothing, just like Mike Lindell. I lived in a basement apartment. When I looked out the window, all I saw was a car tire. So I started from that. So, I started from the very low end. I worked my way all the way up. I hit all hard knocks. I've won. I've lost. I've won. And if you haven't done that, you haven't lived. And I, as a businessman like Mike Lindell, had my neck on the line. There's times when I had struggled to make payroll. So I know what it is to suffer. And I also know what it is to reap your benefits. And when you work and you reap your benefits, it's so much sweeter. And I'd like to do that for Palm Beach County.
And I think that you can get young people behind you as well as older people that really care. You know, I think that the youth in this country just need to understand politics, understand the Constitution. Wouldn't you agree? Understand what America's all about.
Well, that's probably one of my top priorities, to mentor younger people. A matter of fact, since I joined the REC, there's very few, and I attach to them very well, and they attach to me. We became very friendly, as opposed to what the other chairman is doing. They really haven't really stretched out and got the youth to work. And that's really the most important thing, to let them understand what's really going on and what the effects of what's going on that could happen to them. And they're smart young people. One person, Connor Frontera, that I made good friends with, he's going to have his law license by the end of March. And mm-hmm. He just had a little baby girl. He's about 32 years old. Great guy. These are the kind of people we need in our REC.
That's right. I totally agree. And, you know, there's a lot of them out there. And you, like me, I love young people. And, you know, I mentor them. And when you do that, they really care about what you're doing and what your cause. And you're really giving them the background that they need to be mm-hmm. able to take over our country someday, because they'll be running it. So you want them to know. Am I correct?
Oh, you want them to know all the way down into the weeds. You don't want to skip anything. You want to make sure that they feel it and they understand it clearly.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what are the issues on the local level, state level, especially in Palm Beach.
The local level is where we've really lost a lot of our strength over the years. When I became counselor in Jupiter, which was the same year Donald Trump ran and won the first time. Actually, his sign was right next to mine. And you know, before we go any further, I'm a Donald Trump guy. He's the most qualified. He's the one that has foreign experience. He's written contracts. I love DeSantis, but he's not the same person as Donald Trump is. He has the proof and he has the record behind him. Anyway, the problem is, when I ran and I was in town council, most of the people that worked in the staff, and there was 365 people, were Democrats, because the Democrat person that was a mayor for 25 years and then a counselor before that for 3 years, 28 years in office, which is another bad thing. That's who I took out. When I got there, the whole staff, you know, it's like paying your voters. They give them jobs, and they're all supporting you, and they get their families to support you. It's like a buildup thing. And that's what's happened in Palm Beach County. A lot of the employees at the SOE are Democrats. And when they control all that's going on behind the scenes, things could happen. That's all I can say.
Right. So we're going to take a little short break, if that's all right with you.
Yes.
And we'll be right back on Catherine Ricker's World. And let's just talk with Wayne R. Posner, who is running for the chairman of the Republican Executive Committee in Palm Beach County. We'll be right back. We're back with Wayne R. Posner, who is a candidate for the Palm Beach County Executive Committee chairman. And, you know, we were talking about some of the issues that are on the local level, which are really important. And I would like you to talk about this a little bit, because there's only certain people that are going to be electing this candidate, right? How many are there that are electing? It's not like thousands of people for this executive. No,
so only the elected committee people. Right. Can elect the chairman of the Palm Beach County Republican Executive Committee.
Right.
Okay. And those people right now number approximately 323 people. And it fluctuates because people in and out, they quit, they get new people all the time. The reason it's so important is because it's the army that supports all the local politicians, as well as the state, federal politicians as well, congressmen and so on. And it's our duty to try to get the best candidates to win those elections and support them with people in their running of their office. So we have 67 counties in Florida, and we have nationwide 168 delegates that will vote in the RNC chair, which is the Republican National Committee.
Right, so that's the whole country.
That's the whole country. And right. And it really, really it's so important, again, because in Palm Beach County, this is where all the action takes place in national elections. As you remember, we had the hanging chads and all that stuff. And now we have VBMs, which is vote by mail. All these things need to be investigated. We need to get back to paper ballots. We need to fight for our rights. Things are happening in so fast in so many ways. And I want to, organize and get an army together. It's like when I was a builder, you don't want to build a high-rise building with five people. And that's what we're doing. You need 5,000. So the numbers, and I'm a kind of a numbers guy, if you don't have the numbers to do what you need to do, you're going to fall short. And right now we're falling short. And I think we can do a much better job.
So that election again is when?
December the 14th in Palm Beach County.
So we're going to get this out right away for you because that's really important, I think.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you about voter integrity, lack of action on election integrity, churn and burn of the new members. Let's talk about that for a minute, if you don't mind, because there has been in the past, especially in the last 4 or 5 years or more, election integrity. And I know that you believe in this, and I do too.
Yeah, well, election integrity is probably the top priority. Of course, my second top priority is get the youth in there to follow our lead. But election integrity, people have to feel really secure. Mm-hmm. Being in business, there's so many ways to mess up the works when you have too many moving parts.
That's right.
Years ago, we'd go into a voting booth, you push a couple of buttons or whatever, it was mechanical, and you're out. You had to show your ID. You had to make sure you were registered as a voter. And now all that's gone by the wayside. The next step is going to be on the internet. You're going to be pushing buttons. Can you imagine pushing buttons to vote, how easy it is to get hacked when that happens? The VBMs, voting by mail, we use that acronym here. People get envelopes sent to the wrong zip code. It comes back to the supervisor of elections. Uh-huh. And then where does it go from there if it has the wrong zip code? Do they check the signature? Do they see if there's a ballot in there? There's so many ways to upset the apple cart. Not to speak about the normal stuff like people moved, people passed away, they got incarcerated. You don't know what happened to these people and where these votes are. It's just too much trouble with that. And right. People need to feel secure.
In Ohio, we've always had the situation where you have to show your identification or you don't vote.
Right.
And here
you can show an identification card, and you probably, and I'm not saying it can be done, but I'm pretty sure you can, show an identification card, you're not even a citizen. You can do a lot of stuff with the way it's run right now. And it really needs, we really need to get into the weeds with that, for sure.
That's for sure. Now, the other thing that I want to know is, what are the endorsements that you have? Do you have to have endorsements? And what's your precinct strategy? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, well, endorsements, this is like a closed election of people that have already been elected in office. It's like the Congress voting for a chair on their to lead the Congress, the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And in that, you don't really need endorsements. You'd like to have some endorsements no matter what position you run for. It's nice to have people that endorse you, mm-hmm. or at least like-minded, like Mr. Lindell. I'm like-minded like him. I'm like-minded like our President Trump. We come from the same kind of cloth, business people, risk takers, right. And also success. We all have had successes. It's important to tie yourself to something successful, a winning strategy, not a losing strategy. So yeah, in that respect, it's nice to have them. The precinct strategy, Dan Schultz wrote a book about it, and it's out there for everybody to see. And he himself in his county out in Arizona, they have 90% turnout, a 90% turnout. And we got less than 52%. So we can do a lot better. We can do a lot better for the Republicans.
Yes, definitely you can. Can you tell me about the Barnett call out for 75,000? That they're not doing meetings or violating the Constitution, et cetera. What does that mean?
Well, they have a thing, it's called the Model Constitution, which is written by the state. And the state, again, is controlled by the national. So this is a top-down control system.
Okay.
And every month, except this last October, we always voted new REC members in. The current board decided we're not going to do that. Why? Because they thought the new members were going to vote against them. Instead, we needed these people to help people get elected in November. Right. And we put a petition together, a duly authorized petition in the Model Constitution, as long as it has 20% of the total membership, which we did more than, we had probably like 35% signed. They accepted it and they filed it in a circular file, you know, the trash. Mm-hmm. All breaking the rules of the Model Constitution. Why? Because they're in control of the Model Constitution. It's so corrupt. It's beyond belief. That's another reason I'm running. And the only way we can win is louder voices in a stronger way. And hopefully, in December the 14th, they don't do something with the votes. I hope that doesn't happen. Because that I just got a letter today. No guests are allowed. No video. They're going to run. They run their own shows like in Arizona. Who counts the votes? The chairman that's there now, just like they did in Arizona. He picks the people who counts the votes. This is what we're up against.
Yeah, I know. I
have a big fight on my hands. I can tell you that.
You do. And I'll tell you, Carrie Lake is still fighting it.
Yeah.
In Arizona. She's
terrific. She's terrific. We have such terrific people that are sticking their necks out for no reason, like myself. I can play golf every day. I'm retired. I can do whatever I want.
But you care. Huh? You care. You care.
That is, you know, I always said to myself, I shouldn't be doing this. And then inside it tells me you got to do something. You can't just sit there. You just can't do it. Number one, they destroy the family.
That's right.
And family values.
Mm-hmm.
And disrespect everything that you do. Right. Disrespect is that we have crime. We have fear with the COVID. Everything you can do to destroy this country is what's happening now.
That's
you
right.
lost your freedom to speak. I can go on and on and on and on. It's changed so drastically in the last 4 years.
That's right.
And they keep on attacking Donald Trump on the craziest, stupidest things because he met with somebody. He also met with the communist leaders of North Korea and right. Russia. Is he one of them because he met with them? No, that doesn't put him in that place. And people need to understand that.
Well, you have globalists out there that don't care.
Oh, yeah. They don't care
about themselves. And that's the sad part. So we need to stand up with you and get you elected. How about that?
I appreciate whatever you can do and whatever the public hears and anything. There's no contributions. We don't need any money. We just need people to stand up. That's what we really need.
That's exactly right. It's been such an honor. I want to thank you for your mission and what you're trying to do. And I'd love to have you back on the program again, if you will do that for me. And you're such a blessing to your community. I have to say that to you because there are people like you that really care. And that's the most important thing. Where can people go to find out more information about you and more about Palm Beach County? Because it's really important.
Yeah. Well, right now there's a website they can go to, Palm Beach County REC.
Palm Beach County RNC.
If they Google that or whatever, they'll find it.
That's fine. Like I said, I'm praying for you and getting all of my people that live in Florida in that area. I mean, they can't vote for it. Only those people that are on that can do it. But I hope that you get it. I know that you'll make a big change for the better for Palm Beach County. Thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget to go on my website at KatherineRakersWorld.com or letsjusttalk.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's free. And thank you so much for joining me today on Catherine Raker's World. And let's just talk.
Thank you for having me.
That's right.